Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Stephanie Susan Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good. And you're telling me it's definitely tomato planting time now.
Yeah, it seems odd that that you plant your tomatoes in when it's so hot, but you have to plant them now so that they have time to grow, and then when it gets cool, they'll flower and produce tomatoes.
So we're looking ahead to the fall season, really, by planting them now.
Yeah, this is your fall garden, the start of your fall garden,
mm-hmm.
And you plant peppers, too.
Okay, we'll talk about that before we're done. I expect that, Stephanie, tomatoes far and away the most popular plant in Texas.
Probably.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, people love to grow tomatoes.
Yes, they do.
And you know, I think people love tomatoes to eat, but also I think that tomatoes, are they relatively easy to grow and people have good success with them?
Yes, they're relatively easy to grow and most people can grow a tomato.
Well, what is the secret for good tomatoes, especially if we're talking about the fall season?
Well, you want to plant them in soil that has a lot of good organic matter in it, compost and stuff like that. And you want to let them grow, and then when they start flowering, fertilize them every couple of weeks and side dress it. You don't put it right on the tomatoes. You put it beside them.
Hmm.
And then water it in,
mm-hmm.
and it'll reach their root zone, but it won't burn the leaves or anything.
Now, you were telling me that if you can't find tomatoes on sale, that you can actually clone tomatoes if you still have some tomato plants that are still growing.
If you have tomato plants that are still growing, you can take a stem of the tomato plant and don't break it off the tomato plant. Just lay it on the dirt and cover it with dirt. And leave about 2 inches at the end sticking up. And wait a week or two. You know, go ahead and water it and love it and do all the things you do with them. Wait a week or two and it will grow roots. And then you can cut that plant off of the old tomato plant and plant it as a new plant. And it will grow exactly what the old plant was.
It'd be fun to at least try that and see how it comes out, huh?
Yeah.
If you haven't done that before. We're talking with Stephanie Susan Smith, Hunt County Master Gardener. Now, I was reading an article that Neil Sperry wrote about tomatoes, and he says that they do real well in pots.
They do well in pots because you can put rich organic filled dirt in there. You get to choose what dirt you put in there, and you can put the right dirt in there.
Now, also, he's saying that the smaller to medium-sized tomatoes are best for the fall.
Yeah, the bigger tomatoes don't have long enough to produce and get ripe before the fall freeze. So you want to go with the smaller types. Some of them are like Celebrity works really well, and it's, you know, 2 or 3 inches big. It's a slicing tomato. Mm-hmm. You can put it on stuff. And Roma is a good paste tomato. And then you have the little red cherry and Sweet 100, the other miniature ones.
Okay. And now also you mentioned a moment ago, peppers, green and red peppers. It's time to put those in for the fall, and also pumpkins.
It's time to put pumpkins in. It's time to put green and red peppers, and it's time to put eggplants.
Good. All right, an event coming up we want to talk about, and we talked about this last time, but now we're very close to it, so I want to remind people about it again. This is a program on rainwater harvesting, or most people would say rainwater catching, I guess. 6 p.m. Thursday, July 16th at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center in Greenville.
Yes. You know, when we alternate in Texas between floods and drought, and we've had floods this spring, but drought is coming, and there are more people every day in Texas and the same amount of water. So it's good to harvest the rainwater off of your roof and use that to water your plants and things like that.
So just a rain barrel is the way to go, or I guess you're going to talk about this in the program, but is it something more creative than that, or that is that
well,
about it?
One of the things that they're going to do is they're going to show you how to build a rain barrel. The other thing is they're going to talk about serious home systems with the big cisterns where they have the big, almost like silos of many, many thousands of gallon holders for rainwater. Byron Chitwood and Kim Quimby are the ones that are putting it on, and they each have their own rainwater harvesting system at their home.
All right, good. Stephanie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith, Hunt County Master Gardener, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.